Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, Hollywood star Charlie Sheen has confirmed he is living with HIV in an interview with Matt Lauer. He said that the Two and a Half Men star appeared on the NBC's Today show, ending days of intense media speculation, and he said that he had paid enough to take it into the millions to keep people from going public about his illness, so he decided to do it himself. He said that this was an onslaught and blackmail and a barrage of attacks and sub-truths, and he was diagnosed 4 years ago. He said that when he revealed his HIV status to friends, the truth became treason. That's a very interesting way to put it, leading to blackmail and extortion and a circle of deceit. He said he thinks he released himself from a prison today. And he also says that he doesn't feel any stigma attached to the illness. And I find that one of the interesting things that he's said. I'm not going to say I'm not surprised. I mean, he's been known to really get around and to do drugs. And we know that that is definitely how AIDS is generally contracted, through IV drug needle use and sharing needles and through sexual contact with somebody who has HIV. And so, speaking of HIV, yes, the Charlie Sheen story is a huge one, but I think what it does is also bring out the story of World AIDS Day, which is held on December 1st each year. And it's an opportunity for people worldwide to unite in the fight against HIV, to show their support for people living with HIV, and to commemorate the people who have died. It was the first ever Global Health Day, and the first one was held in 1988. So really, why is it important? Well, around 100,000 people are currently living with HIV. That's just in the United Kingdom. And globally, an estimated 34 million people have HIV. More than 35 million have died from the virus, making it one of the most destructive pandemics in history. People don't realize that, I think. There's many scientific advances that have been made in HIV treatment, and there are laws to protect people living with HIV as far as jobs and insurance. And we understand so much more about the condition, about how it's contracted, who's most at risk, and you used to see people with handfuls of medication that they had to take every single day before it would turn into full-blown AIDS. And we've heard about people even like Magic Johnson who've had it for years and years, and it hasn't turned into full-blown AIDS. So who knows if Charlie Sheen's will or won't, and I'm sure if he's had it for 4 years, he's been working with some really great doctors, and it's amazing that it hasn't come out before this. With all of the press that he gets around anger management issues and the television shows he was so highly paid on, that it is rather surprising with this media scrutiny that we've got today that it hasn't come out sooner. But I think that World AIDS Day gives you a chance to sort of reflect, and a lot of people say, well, that doesn't affect me. But anything that affects 35 million people in this country, in this world, I mean, is really a global pandemic. And it's something that affects all of us. I don't know if you know anybody that's ever had it. I do. It's sad. It's sad to watch someone succumb to it. But as I said before, there's a lot more that we know about it now. The medications are better, still very expensive. However, they're much better. We know a lot more about the conditions. So December 1st is World AIDS Day. So that's what we'll be thinking about on that day. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.